Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
"Dobby, you tell me," said Harry, cutting across Creature. "Has he been going anywhere he shouldn't have?"
"Harry Potter, sir,"
squeaked Dobby, his great orb-like eyes shining in the firelight.
"The Malfoy boy is breaking no rules that Dobby can discover, but is still keen to avoid detection. He has been making regular visits to the 7th floor with a variety of other students who keep watch for him while he enters."
"The Room of Requirement," said Harry, smacking himself hard on the forehead with advanced potion making. Hermione and Ron stared at him. "That's where he's been sneaking off to. That's where he's doing whatever he's doing. I bet that's why he's been disappearing off the map. Come to think of it, I've never seen the Room of Requirement on there."
"Maybe the Marauders never knew the room was there," said Ron.
"I think it'll be a part of the magic of the room," said Hermione. "If you need it to be unplottable, it will be."
"Dobby, have you managed to get in to have a look at what Malfoy's doing?"
said Harry eagerly.
"No, Harry Potter, that is impossible,"
said Dobby.
"No, it's not," said Harry at once. "Malfoy got into our headquarters there last year, so I'll be able to get in and spy on him, no problem."
"But I don't think you will, Harry," said Hermione slowly. "Malfoy already knew exactly how we were using the room, didn't he? Because that stupid Marietta had blabbed. He needed the room to become the headquarters of the DA. So it did. But you don't know what the room becomes when Malfoy goes in there, so you don't know what to ask it to transform into."
"There'll be a way around that," said Harry dismissively.
"You've done brilliantly, Dobby."
"Creature's done well, too," said Hermione kindly.
But far from looking grateful, Creature averted his huge bloodshot eyes and croaked at the ceiling.
"The mudblood is speaking to Creature. Creature will pretend he cannot hear."
"Get out of it," Harry snapped at him, and Creature made one last deep bow and disapparated. "You'd better go and get some sleep too, Dobby."
"Thank you, Harry Potter, sir,"
squeaked Dobby happily, and he too vanished.
"How good is this?"
said Harry enthusiastically, turning to Ron and Hermione the moment the room was elf-free again.
"We know where Malfoy's going. We've got him cornered now."
"Yeah, it's great," said Ron glumly, who was attempting to mop up the sodden mass of ink that had recently been an almost completed essay.
Hermione pulled it toward her and began siphoning the ink off with her wand.
"But what's all this about him going up there with a variety of students?"
said Hermione.
"How many people are in on it? You wouldn't think he'd trust lots of them to know what he's doing."
"Yeah, that is weird," said Harry, frowning.
"I heard him telling Crabbe it wasn't Crabbe's business what he was doing. So what's he telling all these...
Harry's voice trailed away. He was staring at the fire.
"God, I've been stupid," he said quietly.
"It's obvious, isn't it? There was a great vat of it down in the dungeon. He could have nicked some any time during that lesson."
"Nicked what?" said Ron.
"Polyjuice potion. He stole some of the polyjuice potion Slughorn showed us in our first potions lesson. There aren't a whole variety of students standing guard for Malfoy. It's just Crabbe and Goyle as usual."
"Yeah, it all fits,"
said Harry, jumping up and starting to pace in front of the fire.
"They're stupid enough to do what they're told, even if he won't tell them what he's up to. But he doesn't want them to be seen lurking around outside the Room of Requirement, so he's got them taking polyjuice to make them look like other people. Those two girls I saw him with when he missed Quidditch.
Ha! Crabbe and Goyle!"
"Do you mean to say," said Hermione in a hushed voice, that little girl whose scales I repaired..."
"Yeah, of course,"
said Harry loudly, staring at her.
"Of course!
Malfoy must have been inside the room at the time, so she..."
"Ugh, what am I talking about? He dropped the scales to tell Malfoy not to come out, because there was someone there.
And there was that girl who dropped the toad spawn, too. We've been walking past him all the time and not realizing it."
"He's got Crabbe and Goyle transforming into girls?"
guffawed Ron.
"Blimey! No wonder they don't look too happy these days. I'm surprised they don't tell him to stuff it.